Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio Network coming over to say hello to my friend and my fellow podcaster and the greatest motivator in the entire world. Everybody talks about my motivation, but I tell you what, if you really want to get motivated and inspired, come over to God's gift through His Word and listen to my sister in Christ, Tanika Drake. Yes, this is Pastor Jay. Saying, if you want to be encouraged, blessed, and be at peace, come over to God's gift through His Word, Tanika Drake, the greatest podcaster and motivator of all times. This is Pastor Jay. Love you, Tanika. Peace.
You guys are having an amazing day. Happy Wednesday to you. And I just wanted to share, I was on a radio program, an interview on 89.3 KPCC here in California. So what you'll be hearing is a little bit of that snippet interview, and I will put the information in the show notes. But I was so excited to hear my voice on radio. I was like, oh, wow. So it was really great to share a little bits and pieces of my story. For those of you that know, have I've gone through, of course, domestic violence and abuse. And I use this platform to the best of my ability to share the Lord's word, as well as to share my story and what I have overcome and still working through different parts of it, but I'm excited to do what I can whenever I've been asked to share in some kind of media outlet. I'm very happy to do that. So this is my first time being on 89.3 KPCC, and I'm excited about it. So you'll be hearing a little bit of that. So before you hear that interview, I'm just going to pray, and I hope you guys had an amazing day on yesterday. So, was recovering because the trip was long. I am tired. I am back, but I am taking my time to get the ball rolling so that I can make sure I am staying on top of everything. So, I will probably be going to sleep here in a little bit. It is 4:35 in the morning, and I've been up trying to cut little bits and pieces of this interview so you guys could hear it and I could share it with you, my audience. So if you like what you hear, please let me know. And if there's a topic that you would like to hear more of that I don't do enough of, please let me know. You can send me an email to ggthw18@gmail.com. And a couple more announcements. We have 3 more spots for faith-based podcasters. If you would like to be part of this TV opportunity, there is an investment attached, so please do understand that. And also the music opportunity, I am still looking for 13 more people to be part of this album. It's one inspirational, encouraging, faith-based song, gospel song, however, whatever genre, and we have that open for you all to take part. I really want to provide ways and platforms for you all to share what you do, and that is my hope in everything that I'm doing, to glorify the Lord and also give others a platform to speak, to share, and to really promote who they are. So if you're interested in either of those 2 opportunities, let me know. And the SoCal Podcast Explosion, I have a tentative date. Now it's changed from October to November 11th through the 13th, provided I can get the funding to secure the venue. and looking for major sponsors because we need $10,000. So God is good with that. So I'm going to just pray. And then if any of these things that I've shared to you, you want to be a part of, you want to volunteer in, or you want to participate in any of the, these opportunities, please do reach out to me. I do have two individuals that are assisting me with these projects, Jay Siobhan of Surviving the Journey podcast, and also Miss Frida, who is also a podcaster, and they are assisting with both of these opportunities. Sister Frida is doing the music, and Jay Siobhan is doing the TV opportunity. And I, of course, am doing the SoCal Podcast Explosion, looking for more team members to help me with that, put this together with the whole planning of it. So if you're interested in, like I said, in any of that, reach out to ggthw, the number 18, at gmail.com. And, of course, I will route you to where you need to go, which individual, and we'll move on from there. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and pray. And then today I'm not going to have a message. We'll just have the radio snippet. So let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this amazing day. And Lord, I thank you for all the opportunities, Lord, that you have blessed me with, and also that you have blessed me to share with others. Lord, I pray that the opportunities, Lord, will be completed, and that the individuals that would come alongside to be a part of these opportunities would be made known very soon. And Lord, I'm just in expectation and excitement, Lord, that this is going to be amazing. And I thank you for all the people, Lord God, who have supported me. And Lord, I just thank you for just who you are, Lord, and everything that you are and do. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to even share just a little bit with your people. Anytime I get on this podcast and I can share from your word, Lord, I am humbled and I am grateful. And Lord, I'm thankful for the opportunity to be on this radio program to just share a little bit of my story. And Lord, I pray that as I continue to push and share my story, Lord, that more doors and more avenues and more opportunities would open up and afford themselves to me. So Lord, I thank you very much for just everything, Lord, and help me to be that light, that ambassador, to show the Lord of the Lord, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to everyone, Lord, and forgive me for my tongue tie. And I really want to truly be a really great ambassador. Although I have struggles and challenges, Lord, you know where I am weak, and Lord, I just pray that you would make me strong in those places where I'm not so strong. And Lord, I pray for every listener underneath the sound of my voice and all podcasters that are sharing. And Lord, I just pray that you help them to continue to share. And Lord, I just thank you once again for your mercies and your grace. Thank you for it, Lord. In the name of your son Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in today. Enjoy the snippet. And please come back because, you know, tomorrow will be another day. So be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. And please enjoy this snippet. Take care, everyone. God bless.
But there is still a whole lot of confusion.
It's ironic, as many of the first homeless shelters in the country were created by churches for people in need, many of which were women fleeing abuse in their homes. While homeless programs have now grown into a patchwork of different groups, strategic initiatives for survivors forced into homelessness have been largely absent. Elizabeth Eastland recalls a day at work reading through hundreds of pages of recommendations and finding sparse mention of domestic violence.
One of the homeless initiatives at the very end literally said, and consider the needs of survivors. And it's like, okay.
Eastland has long worked with unsheltered survivors, and in the last decade, new data has been published revealing what she'd known all along, that domestic violence is the leading reason women become homeless. But homelessness and domestic violence services have historically been siloed from one another.
And yet it's still pretty challenging when I hear policymakers who feel that domestic violence has its own money So why do we need housing funding?
With new data came some momentum. So 5 years ago, Eastland co-founded LA's first coalition of homeless and domestic violence services, bringing them together. It's also working to address the problem survivors experience inside shelters. For safety reasons, many require residents to hand over their cell phones, restrict their movement, quit their jobs so their abusers can't track them. Sometimes they're even required to live apart from their children. That's what happened to Tanika Drake, who couldn't find housing after escaping an abusive relationship. She's a veteran, so she went through the VA, but to get into a shelter, she could only take two of her children.
And I have four, so I had to sacrifice keeping my two kids that have special needs with my family while I enrolled myself into this program.
She stayed there for 5 months before she could qualify for housing assistance. The coalition is trying to persuade shelters to change those kinds of requirements. For example, instead of seizing a phone, they encourage shelters to teach residents how to turn off their GPS locator so they can't be tracked by an abuser. Amy Turk, who co-leads the coalition with Eastland, says their campaign for more humane policies is driven by what's called trauma-informed care.
It's really coming from a perspective of thinking not what's wrong with you, but what happened to you. When you shift your thinking in that way, then suddenly you're less apt to blame an individual for their circumstance and more apt to just kind of understand where they're coming from.
Another challenge for survivors is navigating the many groups offering separate services. Some shelters, for instance, will only admit women who have experienced violence in the last 30 days, while other organizations can only help with a security deposit. It means survivors have to enter an exhausting maze of different providers. And Tanika Drake says that's hard to do when recovering from trauma.
It's a very broken system. The only way that you get anything done is you have to make it happen. These organizations, true enough, they exist, they're here, beautiful. But in order to have the linkage, you, the person going through the challenge, you have to connect the dots. They don't connect the dots for you.
But there's another approach that may prevent women from having to enter such an overwhelming system in the first place. Historically, domestic violence groups focus on removing a victim from the home. And sometimes that is necessary for their safety. But advocates say providers shouldn't assume they always know the best way to help survivors. Instead of forcing them into shelters, Eve Sheedy from the LA County Domestic Violence Council says one-time grants are proven to stop the financial domino effect that leads to homelessness.
Whether it be for that first and last month's rent, being able to repair your car, things that people may not connect to what the needs are coming out of an abusive relationship.
If an emergency grant and coordinated services had been available to Tanika Drake at the right time, it may have prevented her from having to live in a homeless shelter without two of her children. The hope is that by streamlining the system and bringing in more funding, in the future, survivors won't have to become unhoused when seeking safety from their abusers. I'm Julia Paskin.
And Julia will join us tomorrow to talk about the takeaways of her series Pushed Out, how domestic violence became the number one cause of women's homelessness in LA.
Hello, this is Tanika Drake from God's Gift Through His Word. If you find yourself in an abusive or toxic relationship, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E, the numerics to that, 7233. It is never okay to be hurt. So call them today and let them assist you in your local area. God bless.
God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all,
Good morning. Good morning, T. Drake. Thanks so much for the message yesterday. I listened halfway because I was a little busy, and I finished listening this morning, and I needed to do it when I had time so I can truly listen. So I appreciate your words, and I'm glad that you were a little inspired from the message yesterday. That's good to know. We all need to uplift people and uplift each other and empower each other. That's really, you know, when we do this podcast, it really does help people, and it actually gives us motivation too while we're doing it. So thank you for the message. I really appreciate it, and would love to connect and collaborate for sure. So I hope you have a blessed day, and keep focused and keep being motivated. Take care.
Hello, thank you so much for sending me a message. I am not always on Anchor. I just don't like the way my stuff plays on Anchor. I prefer other things, like I'll listen on my mobile app, or I'll listen on iHeartRadio or Pandora. It comes through clearer on there. But I am so happy I was able to catch your message. Thank you so much. As soon as you get a chance, check it out. I saw that you like some of my stuff on Instagram too. So thanks so much for your support and your love. I'm definitely going to be getting back to you. It was good talking to you, and I'm still interested in everything that you have going on. So I hope you have an amazing day. All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, Tanika. This is Cynthia from our Collaboration Station podcast, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. I did want to let you know that I received your message, and I just really appreciate you for sending that over. Thank you so much for those kind words. Like you, I haven't listened to your podcast just yet, but I will definitely get on that because I'm excited to hear your content. And hopefully we can connect in the future. You definitely know where to find me here. I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. And again, thank you so much for those kind words. I truly appreciate you. Until we connect again, stay blessed and have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Tuning in. Today's episode was brought to you by the gift of finding God's love, guilt and shame turned into my shine. That book can be found on Walmart.com, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. Definitely get your book now. And don't forget, you do not need to be hurt. So be blessed, motivated, and inspired. Happy reading, everyone.
Hey everyone, it's your girl, Tanika Drake, T. Drake, if you prefer, and I'm so glad that you are here tuning in to God's Gift Through His Word. I hope that you will check me out on your favorite podcast platform, wherever you can tune in and download your favorite podcast. Besides that, get in contact with me on social media. You can find me on Instagram, GGTHW, the number 18, LinkedIn, Tanika Drake, Facebook, Tanika Drake, and you can also join the Facebook group, GGTHW. Come in there and share, and I am looking forward to connecting with you on different ways and levels. So tune in, check me out. Also, you can find me at Twitter, God's Gift Through His Word, at Tanika. So go ahead and tweet me, Twitter me, however you want to do it. But let's stay in connection. Let's grow together. Let's share together in the word of the Lord and in inspiration, motivation, and encouragement for one another. So tune in, and every day know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is nobody like you. So remember what I always say, to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. Take care, and thanks for tuning in.